Protests turned deadly on Tuesday in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, as crowds took to the streets outraged over rising crime, soaring inflation, and a government hike in the price of fuel. Several people were reported dead by Haitian journalists after clashes with police. People threw stones and burning barricades were set up on the city's streets. The outbreak of violence came after Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced that a severe scarcity of all types of fuel would force the government to raise prices. That would be yet another blow to millions of Haitians struggling to eke out a living day by day. Henry has called for calm and international help in fighting gang violence.
Violence pas la donne.
We have to solve the violence. Violence is not going to get us anywhere. I appeal to all people to stay calm.
By tout moun.
The appeal had little effect. Haitians are living in a country largely without a functioning government where violent criminal gangs control much of the territory. Those gangs have made daily life extremely difficult with robbery, extortion, and brazen daylight kidnappings for ransom. The groups have grown more powerful since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse more than a year ago. On Sunday, journalists Tayson Latier and Franzen Charles were killed while covering a battle between rival gangs in the notorious slum called City Soleil. The Haitian Journalists Association called the killings further proof of the inability of the state to protect lives and property. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.